This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 781, What is Middle Class? By Tony Tran with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan, your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs on personal finance. I narrate articles from Mr. Money Mustache, Get Rich Slowly, Budgets Are Sexy, and many more, sort of like a gigantic ongoing audiobook, but free of charge. And today's post comes from a contributing writer on I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Before we get to today's post, Joybird believes you should never settle when it comes to your home furnishings and that you should always have the freedom to be boldly original. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste, including a 365-day home trial. I've never seen that before and will tell you more about that later. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/OFD. Go to joybird.com/OFD and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code OFD. For now, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. What is Middle Class? By Tony Tran with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Middle class is a common term spoken by news pundits, politicians, and that annoying friend of yours who likes to debate politics at dinner parties. While a lot of people like to bloviate about the middle class, there's no hard set definition for what middle class means. In fact, not a lot of economists know exactly how to define it. There are some ranges we can point to, though. For example, a three-person household would be considered middle class if they earned $45,200 to $135,600 a year, per Pew Research. Of course, there's a lot more to that range than meets the eye. Let's take a peek behind the numbers and see where you fall. What is middle class? Middle class refers to a social and economic class in America. I'll say that again. Middle class refers to a social and economic class in America. That's because middle class can encompass much more than just how much you earn each year. Some sociologists believe that the middle class is as much a state of mind as it is how much you earn. Christine L. Owens, the executive director of the employment advocacy firm National Employment Law Project, says, quote, "I would consider middle class to be people who can live comfortably on what they earn, can pay their bills, can set aside something to save for retirement and for kids in college, and can have vacations and entertainment," end quote. What did you notice about that definition? It didn't even mention income once. That's not to say that income isn't a huge part of the equation, it is, but it's just one part. Other factors such as where you live, your education, and your job can play a role as well. Sherry Lincoln, a co-director for the Center for Working Class Studies at Youngstown State University, believes so too. She tells NPR, quote, "I think that we define middle class in a couple of different ways. We do it in part by income, but if you also include things like college education, the status of people's jobs, and their sense of whether or not they've achieved the American dream and whether that's possible, then we have to think about it a little bit differently," end quote. Okay, so we know that the middle class is as much a psychological and social issue as much as it is to do with our finances, but what income ranges do middle class people fall under? Middle class income ranges. As mentioned earlier, the amount these people earn is a big topic of debate amongst economists and other nerdy weirdos. But using extensive survey data, Pew Research was able to come up with some good ranges for what income level would be considered middle class. According to their 2016 study, a household of three, the average size for an American household, earns about $45,200 to $135,600. From Pew, quote, "In 2016, the national middle income range was about $45,200 to $135,600 annually for a household of three. Lower income households had incomes less than $45,200, and upper income households had incomes greater than $135,600, incomes in 2016 dollars." End quote. So now you know roughly what can be considered middle class in America, but that doesn't answer the question of what middle class looks like to you. Middle class across the country. Middle class is going to look different to different people across the country. After all, a middle class person in Sioux City, Iowa is going to likely look very different than a middle class person in New York City. This is known as purchasing power parity, a concept of economics that describes the differences in purchasing power in different locations. For example, there was a recent study done by the U.S. Department of Housing that found that a family of four living in San Francisco earning $100,000 a year would be considered a low-income family. Compare that to $60,000, or about the income for the average American household, and you have a great example of purchasing power parity. Is the middle class shrinking? There are a lot of talking points around the middle class, the most prevalent of which is the idea that the middle class is shrinking. To understand why this is often a popular talking point for pundits and politicians, you need to understand that middle class households have made up the majority within the income classes for decades. However, since 1971, we have seen a decline in people in the middle class. It's decreased nearly 10% over the four-decade period. Why is that bad? A healthy economy requires people participating in the market. That means buying goods and services and having a good amount of consumer confidence in the market. Can you guess which class consumes the most? That's right, the middle class. As the middle class shrinks, the market tends to shrink with it. People become less confident in the market and are less likely to participate in it. There are a lot of theories behind why that is, and much of it is partisan finger-pointing and fear-mongering, so we're not going to get into them in this article. A better approach. Whether you're in the middle class or not, I do have one piece of advice for you. Ignore the noise. Much of what you're going to hear on the news from pundits and politicians is going to be fear-mongering, plain and simple. They know that is what's going to get people to tune in, and that's what's going to get them more attention. So ignore all that. Instead of worrying about whether or not the middle class is shrinking, I suggest focusing on the things you can control. And when it comes to your finances and building your own wealth, that means putting in place a few simple systems to make sure you are hedged against financial emergencies, investing passively, and earning more money. You just listened to the post titled, What is Middle Class? By Tony Tran with IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And thank you again to Joybird for sponsoring this episode. Have you heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping and Joybird, the company behind it all? They have an offer that's incredibly unique, a 365-day home trial. You can basically skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return for a full refund, and that includes hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste, with a wide range of fabrics and colors, including kid and pet-friendly options. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/OFD. Go to joybird.com/OFD and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code OFD. And by the way, you can hear more from the I Will Teach You to Be Rich blog on some of our other shows. Justin narrates the articles covering personal development from that site over on Optimal Living Daily, and I narrate more of Ramit's business-related posts over on Optimal Business Daily, so definitely subscribe to those shows for more and if you like this format. But that should do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and for listening every day, and I will see you back here for the Tuesday show tomorrow, where we'll have two posts from Financial Samurai and where your optimal life awaits.